I often do an exercise in which I ask people to take index cards and write down the behaviors they've experienced from their managers, which have disabled, de-energized, demotivated, discouraged, or otherwise dissed or deed them. Stop for a nanosecond and consider a manager who had this dampening impact on your energy. What did he or she do that killed your enthusiasm or drive? Got it? I have the participants pass the cards around and read as many as they can in the space of a few minutes. They'll exclaim as they're reading and passing cards, "Oh yeah, that," and "I hate when that happens," or just, "Yep," or "I hear that." Then I ask them to call out the themes they have read on the fast circulating cards, and as they call them out, I type them into my PowerPoint. Today's headline reflects the behavior that I hear the most every single time I do this. Sometimes people literally write the word micromanage, but they also express it in many other ways. For example, doesn't trust my judgment, takes back work they have given me to do, spends hours making tiny edits on my work, makes me do things exactly as they would, or constantly emails to check my progress, etc. Perhaps when I asked you to think of a behavior that de-energized you, you thought of something like this. The real aha comes for my participants when we look at the list of disempowering behaviors they've called out, and I ask them, "Have you done any of these?" The room tends to get humbler, quieter, somber, as people nod and some call out, guilty. "Yep, I do." So what do you do if you either micromanage and or, because it could be both, are micromanaged? Let's start with the first, the slight chance that your reports feel you micromanage them, which of course almost no boss thinks they're doing. Let's stipulate that there's a funny line somewhere between, on the one side, upholding standards and teaching subordinates, a totally legitimate responsibility of all managers. And on the other side, substituting your judgment, which may well not be better than theirs, and which will almost certainly diminish their initiative, confidence, and determination. So here's the leverage you have to work that fuzzy line. Completely admit to yourself that your position does not give you special wisdom. Titles have zero power to do that. The fact that you were elected mayor or named supervisor, even that you've had the spot for a while, does not suddenly make you better at everyone's job than they are. To take a simple example, my dad was the master of the house. Apologies if you get that song from Les Misérables in your head all day. But my dad was a complete ignoramus when it came to doing anything mechanical around that house. But because he saw himself as master of the house, he would never think twice about doing things himself, generating 95% of the swear words we heard from his mouth. He would never think about correcting his kids in the case he delegated a job, even though at least five of us were more naturally talented than he was. Now, he and you may be held accountable for what your subordinates do, as my dad would have to pay for the repairs or might have to call in a professional if the job wasn't done right. And that accountability certainly creates a real conscientiousness, but also likely its cousin, anxiety. But the idea that you're better at it than them should be taken as a 50-50 proposition at best. So then, what do you do if you're being micromanaged? Well, know your boss is both of these things. They see themselves as conscientious and accountable, and they are also likely insecure and anxious about getting results. So their micromanagement is mostly not about you. Don't take it to heart. It's about them. See if you can speak to their legitimate concern about standards and results and honor and validate that. Some of you may find this advice painful, and I will explain more about that in the footnote. But then, after you've validated them, and only then, speak to how you'd invite them to trust you. They were smart enough to hire you, and you will seek their counsel if you think you need it. And if they trust you, you will be able to do it quicker and smoother than if you have to keep checking in or doing it precisely the way they would. In both cases, micromanaging down or being micromanaged, the secret leverage is in the emotional charge, the anxiety that is the shadow side of conscientiousness, and the reflex for asserting control. Lower the anxiety level, and you, or they, have a better chance of being practical and rational and leading with your best self.